just like Paul in a lot of ways. And I'm going to get into that. Yeah, I know. Look at the title of this thing. I know. Look at the title of this show. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, all right. But first, you know, we're a lot like Paul. I said Paul gave his life, dedicated his work to God because he looked around him and he didn't see much fruit. In fact, he saw what I call anti-fruit. When things are going bad, the better you do, the worse things go. And the kinder you are to people and the more you give yourself to them, whether money or time or love, the more they dislike you and they turn from you. All right, this is anti-truth. This is getting along with people. But Paul experienced this, and we experience it. But that's why Paul said, you're driven to this. This is not a normal human thought. Unless you're driven to this, that you give your work to God. You do your work as unto the Lord. Why do I say it's not a human thought? Because most of us would like to do it as unto money or as unto our own satisfaction. And there is some of that, yes, but the greatest satisfaction is given it to Christ and God. But they're invisible. They haven't shown up lately. So we have to trust. We have to have faith that all our work is being deposited in the divine treasury. And we will draw upon that resource with interest. Lots of interest. Did I say this was Martin Zenner? It is. Okay, so there are people still telling me that, insisting, in fact, that Obama's the Antichrist. I'm convinced that Obama's the Antichrist. No, I'm convinced Obama can't be the Antichrist. First of all, you know, I almost need a new word for Antichrist because this denomination name has been so Christianized that it's laughed at, it's scoffed at, the Antichrist. Well, maybe the man of lawlessness. My friend Rick likes to call him the mole. Man of lawlessness, using the acronym there. I'm just going to call him the Antichrist because I don't care. I'm too far from caring right now. Just forget about it. This man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is real. The Antichrist, I believe, is alive. I believe that things are lining up for a Western takeover. This is why the U.S. election, the United States election this year, as I broadcast, 2016, is important. Why is it important? Because the man of lawlessness, well, let's put it this way, the confederation of the end time, which we're in, will be a Western power. And I'm sorry, folks, but the United States is the foremost Western power. I don't think you can say Mexico or Puerto Rico, do we own that? Is that part of us? I don't know. Is it a possession? I don't think you can say any country in South America. No, it's the United States. So our election, we could possibly be electing the man of lawlessness. Now, for this guy who's, and other people who keep telling me that Obama, most of the people saying this are the conspiracy people. And they think Obama has all kinds of behind-the-scenes connections. Well, he might. But this is the important thing I keep telling you, and I'll bring it up. The Antichrist must be approved, must have the seal of approval from mainstream Christianity. Now, I told you that Donald Trump, before I told you he could be the Antichrist. Now, I don't see that it's possible that Donald Trump could be the Antichrist. He's a poser. Anybody can tell he's not a Christian. He only calls himself a good Christian in order to get votes, in order to pander to a certain segment of the electorate, namely the Christians, the religious right, which these people, believe me, they are prematurely mixing religion and politics. And I am not doing it. The only reason I'm interested in this is because of how it plays into the last days, this end of the eon scenario, and because I'm entertained by it. I'm entertained by politics. I'm always excited about the big show. I'm a bystander. I'm a watcher. I'm an observer of these things. I always watch. I only watch baseball in the World Series. I do watch football, but generally I'm not interested anymore. I used to be until the playoffs. I don't watch golf, but when a guy's putting for $1 million, that's interesting to me. The big championships, I'm into it, the big championships. So what we have here in the United States right now is a big championship. And Donald Trump is not exactly the darling of the religious right, of the religious people. He's not going to form a spiritual coalition. But I know who is. I know who is. I suspect who is. Donald Trump is the darling of those who are mad at government and who are rightly upset at mainstream government, that they never listen to the people. They're insulated. They only take care of their own power. They only protect their own power. They're in there not to do the job, but to keep the job. What happened to term limits? Get them in and out, in and out, in and out of there. But no, they're career politicians. And they want power and money for themselves. Donald Trump's no different. I don't think any of the politicians are different. They're all in it for power and money. And the amount of money that is needed to win the presidency in the United States is obscene. I think it's ridiculous. Do you notice the people God promotes? Peter, James, John, the disciples, they don't have money. They have zero money. There is a person in this country who is the most qualified to be president of the United States, and that person is not running for office because you have to be somewhat nuts. You have to have a screw loose in order to run for president of the United States. And you have to have wheelbarrow loads of money, or if you're Donald Trump, a 757 filled with money. And it's obscene the way it's done, the way it's carried out. It's the opposite of how God anoints people. Samuel goes to David's house and anoints the youngest one, the little pipsqueak. This is God's way. It's not man's way. So I watch it only for entertainment purposes. So if you want things to hurry along, as I do, and of course, I'm only speaking relatively because nothing's going to be hurried along. Everything operates in God's timetable. But we need a Christian, a strong, dedicated Christian person to be in charge in order to lead the charge of the wild beast. And that person is Ted Cruz. And I hope Ted Cruz wins. I really do. Everybody says Donald Trump's going to win. Right now, as I'm speaking, he's up in the polls. And everybody thinks he's got it locked up. Don't be so sure about that. Because if we're in the fast lane, then Ted Cruz is going to gain ground. And this guy is a sleeper. Watch out for this guy. I'm going to tell you about his background. A faithful subscriber sent me an article about Ted Cruz being a Pentecostal. Now, this is interesting because this article is called Ted Cruz Closet Pentecostal. This is interesting because didn't I tell you last month that the Pentecostal church, one of the seven heads of Christendom, was a breeding ground of demons with its false miracles, and that this would be the premier ground that would bring about the false miracles of the man of lawlessness? Well, we've just eliminated an extra step by making the man of lawlessness a part of the Pentecostal church. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. And I'm thankful that a man of God is getting into the White House, not because I want to turn America around and become the shining beacon on the hill, but because I want the evil one to be unveiled, and I want the wild beast that this country and this government will head up to be introduced onto the stage of Eon 3, because I, Martin Zender, and you, those of you listening to me, are going to exit stage left. Don't let anybody tell you we're not going to exit stage left. But actually, no, it's not stage left. Martin, what is it? Stage right? No, it's not stage right. It's stage up. Stage up. As juvenile as this sounds, and I don't care. Heaven is up there. Heaven is up. When you look up, that's heaven. In fact, the word means see up. I could open this scripture book for you and show you that the word ouranos, which is heaven, means see up. Anytime you look up, that's heaven. This is heaven. The celestial realm is above all these gaseous layers. What are these gaseous layers up there? You got your hydrogen, you got your stratosphere, your exosphere, your mesosphere, we live in the BS sphere down here. And we wade through the methane. But, we're exiting. And I'm telling you, this is really interesting about Ted Cruz. Listen to this. The guy is talking, his dad is. This is his dad. We know this because of his parents. We're looking at Ted Cruz's parents. And what's his dad's name here? Hang on. Rafael Cruz. Listen to this. There's a video here. Maybe I'll link to it. Maybe I'll show you bits of it, or maybe I'll just quote it to you. Kenneth Copeland, who is the godfather of the Pentecostal church, lays hands upon Rafael Cruz and declares that his son, Ted, has been anointed by God to be the next president of the United States. This is Kenneth Copeland. What does he know? He knows nothing. But even Caiaphas was right once. He prophesied concerning one man dying for the sake of the nation. So even a complete idiot can get it right by accident. So let's say that Kenneth Copeland lays hands on Rafael Cruz, who is the father of Ted Cruz, and declares that his son, little Teddy, has been anointed by God. Let's say that's right. Oh boy, would I love it. And Glenn Beck, remember, I've told you, watch Glenn Beck. He is behind Cruz. He has come out for Cruz a few weeks ago. And he's even campaigning on the Cruz campaign trail. And he hates Donald Trump. This is why I knew Donald Trump was not the Antichrist, because Glenn Beck despises, strongly dislikes Donald Trump. Let's just say that. I know Glenn Beck doesn't hate anyone. But if Glenn Beck doesn't like you, you're not the Antichrist. Glenn Beck is going to be in love with the Antichrist and send the Antichrist Valentine's Day cards, sweetest day cards, little candy hearts that says, suck me and bite me on it. That is going to be sent to the Antichrist by Glenn Beck. Of course, Glenn Beck will not know that it's the Antichrist, because the Antichrist does not drive around in a car with a license plate that says Antichrist or 666 or anything like that. I say this over and over again. It can't be obvious. It must be accepted by the religions, the religious rites. It must be welcomed with open arms. This is why, no, my friends, no, Obama is not the Antichrist. He's a has-been. He truly is exiting stage left, not stage up. That's us. So, who else is the Antichrist? No, Trump is just too, no, Trump's not the Antichrist. He could be president. That's true. He could be president. And if he's smart, if he gets the nomination here, then he would be smart to nominate Ted Cruz for the vice president. If, you know, I doubt that Cruz could be humble enough to work under Donald Trump. Can you imagine that? What a nightmare that would be. That would be a huge nightmare. But what do I know? So I'm excited about this. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to continue with this tomorrow. I'm going to give you some details about Ted Cruz's family. And I would be excited to see a shift away from Trump toward Cruz for this reason. Not to remake America in the image of God, no, my friends, but to bring in the wild beast that will bring this earth crashing down so that it can be lifted up and remade by the only governor, the only Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.